Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all my blessed beloveds out there. You are listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty. Rusty is short for iron oxidation, and that's just the way it goes, especially on this chilly, rainy, snowy, icy, crazy, windy New England day. I'm really looking forward to packing my bags and moving back south where I belong and sitting on a beach having a Mai Tai somewhere in South Florida, indulging in the 61-degree temperature versus the 28 degrees that we're experiencing up here in the never-ending Iceland. And no offense to my friends that do live in Iceland, but I'm not talking about the country. I'm talking about the cold. Darn it. Anyway, I'm really excited. I have a smart alecky friend coming on, Chris Hennessy. We've been trying to connect and gather to talk about his work and creativity and motivation and inspiration for quite some time, and it's been hit or miss, but he finally drank some coffee and decided to show up. And Chris, are you out there?
You know what? You caught me there right in the middle of a gulp of some of the finest Northwestern coffee in the United States of America. I go to this coffee place where they roast their own beans. And you know, forget talking about me. I want to talk about, you painted a picture there of rainy, snowy, windy. Are you in Maine?
I'm actually on the outskirts of Maine. I'm in New Hampshire. It's Maine and New Hampshire is like, they're very connected. Maine is kind of a suburb of New Hampshire, and New Hampshire is a suburb of Massachusetts now. So I live within Mass and 15 minutes of Maine. So
you know, when I was a kid growing up on Long Island, New York, every summer we used to go to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yes. I'm not
so
too far
I was very
about,
familiar with New Hampshire. Beautiful
yep.
state.
Are you there?
Cold there right now, Rusty?
I'm sorry?
Is it cold right there right now?
It is. It's about 28 degrees. And what's interesting is not only are we having rain, but we're having ice, but we're having wind. It's like, you know, the only thing we're missing is a drought. We pretty much have all the weather patterns taken care of.
You know, here on the West Coast, we have hardly had any rain the last couple of years. And
yeah,
I don't know if you've heard about our big drought here.
Yeah.
But the last couple of weeks, we've had some decent rains, and now we're supposed to have, like, this real big whopper of a storm coming in from the Pacific, like, tonight and tomorrow. And we might, like, right here in the
California
San Francisco Bay Area, we might get, like, five inches of rain.
That's what I heard. I'm actually between the earthquakes, the rain, and, you know, that amount of heavy rain, I really fear for mudslides over there. I do have quite a few friends in the California area, and they keep me abreast, but I'm just like, all right. I'll just take my strange weather.
I got to tell you, the last several days here, like after the rains, we had about 5 days in a row where it was sunny or partly cloudy and like 72 during the day.
Shut up, Rusty. Don't talk to me anymore. You and I are over. You know, just put salt in the wound.
Can I get to some serious stuff now?
Yeah. Tell us who you are and what you do. Let's go there.
Well, my name is Chris Hennessy. I started growing up in Long Island, New York. I'm still working on the growing up. And I've been an independent filmmaker in San Jose, California for 25 years. And my recent clients that I've produced films for, we do a lot of films for companies. I've worked for some, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever heard of a company called Google?
Yeah, Dr. Google is what I call it.
this summer we've done films for Google, for Kaiser, for Office Max, for eBay. So I'm like a kid in a sandbox, man. I'm doing what I enjoy, and I'm having just loads of fun. But right now, the reason why you and I are talking, because I'm heavily into pre-production of my first feature film, which is going to be called Touched by Hannah.
Yes. Yeah.
Touched by Hannah. Can I tell you a little bit about it?
I would love for you to share with us.
Well, many, many moons ago, you know, Touched by Hannah, what it's all about is, you know, we all have stressful lives. We all go through brutal experiences. And Touched by Hannah is going to show people how I got through and am still trying to get through these amazing experiences with a positive attitude. And, you know, one of my weapons to deal with stress and deal with difficult times is humor, my sense of humor, my ad-lib humor, mm-hmm. making people laugh. About in June of 2009, my wife and I had been trying to have a baby for 3 years, and it wasn't working. And we went and got checked, and they started talking with me, oh, man, there's weird stuff here. I had two doctors say, I've never seen anything like this. We think you have prostate cancer. We don't even know if you're going to be able to conceive a baby. Long story short, we conceived Hannah, which was a miracle. I was diagnosed with an aggressive prostate cancer in June of 2009. On August 3rd of 2009, I had what's called a radical prostatectomy. I had my cancerous prostate removed at Stanford Hospital here at Stanford University. On August 3rd, 2009, had a very close-to-death experience one afternoon. My digestive system wasn't working, and I was literally laying in my bed dying, and just for hours and hours I just suffered. And the nurse at one point said to me, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to stick a plastic tube in your nose and get it down into your through your esophagus and into your stomach to try to pump your stomach out.
Mm.
So she said, is it okay if we do that? And I was like to myself, you know what, this is life and death. Yep, I guess we ought to do that. But it was really miserable because I was vomiting and I was in the bed and I could barely move and I was so, I really felt like I was dying. She shoved this tube up my nose and into my esophagus and down into my stomach. And for a half hour, she pushed and prodded and pushed and prodded, pushed and prodded. And after a half hour, she looked at me, she said, Mr. Hennessy, I'm really sorry, but this isn't working. I'm going to have to pull it out and stick it in the other nostril and try that. Long story short, after 45 minutes, she got it in there. They got all the junk out of me. I lived, and I immediately realized the next day, wow, I got through an experience where I almost died. I realized my accomplishment. That's the main thing. I think people need to realize their accomplishments in life. But the story gets even more juicy because Hannah, who was due on December 7th, 2009, she came less than a month later. She came September 1st, 2009, more than 3 months early.
Wow.
And she was what was called a micro preemie. She was 1 pound, 9 ounces. She was close to death. On day two, the doctor looked at the incubator. She said, Mr. Hennessy, your daughter is fighting for her life right now. And after everything I'd gone through, I said to myself, you are kidding me. Is this really happening? And I'll tell you one more little thing about that, and then I'll give it back to Rusty, is when we went to the hospital. My wife, everything was great in the pregnancy. And all of a sudden, one night, she didn't feel good at all. So the next day, the doctor told us to go to the hospital. We walked in there all relaxed and all ready to just, you know, have a little examination and go on with the day. When the nurse lifted her head up after examining my wife, I'll never forget it because I had just the perfect angle view of this. And this is one of the scenes we're going to recreate in Touched by Hannah. She looked at us and she said, I'm very sorry, but you're 9 centimeters. And right at that second, my wife started yelling and screaming, oh, my God, she's not going to make it. I just read yesterday her lungs aren't developed. And on and on and on. And in that couple of seconds, something came over me, and I stood up and I said, no. you're going to make this, honey. Everything is going to be fine. God is going to hold our hand. We're going to get through this. Hannah's going to be fine. Come on, let's do it. Hannah was born less than an hour later at 1 pound, 9 ounces. And another thing that I realized when I was said and done with this experience with Hannah, which we can talk more about if you'd like, but I realized, see, one of the things I'm getting into right now is public speaking, and I know you are too. I realized that I gave a Vince Lombardi speech or a Martin Luther King speech to my wife, and I think any one of those people that I just mentioned, Bill Clinton, they would be proud if they saw that speech I gave my wife, because that set the tone for the 3 months we were in the NICU unit, Hannah fighting for her life and being there to help Hannah. It kind of set the tone for what our attitude was going to be. My point with that is this. Man, we all go through stress. Everybody has it. We all go through tough times. Everybody does. But if you battle and if you get through them, you realize accomplishments, and then you realize, man, I can accomplish other great things in life.
What I love about you, Chris, you and I have walked a very similar path, and I think I don't believe that people connect accidents. I don't believe in accidents. I don't believe in coincidences. I've literally been on my deathbed 4 times now recently, as of last week. That would be number 4.
Really?
And yeah, and it's a long story, but it'll all come out in the public eye when I get through the healing process. But so what I've learned personally, and I want to dig deeper into this, is that, number one, I really don't give a flying patootie about a lot of things that I used to, like other people.
Oh, man, amen.
I don't care about that anymore. It's like, you know what? I like who I am. I am this beautiful, spunky, quirky, vivacious, intelligent, amazing sexual goddess, and I'm really good with that. And I'm so much more comfortable in my skin, and I'm so much more comfortable as a teacher and a motivator and a lover and a friend than I ever was. I was so deeply insecure prior to these, what I call God's cosmic 2x4, because I'm so stubborn. I'm an incredibly stubborn person. And, you know, he flicked me, but then he said, you know what, you're insane. I'm going to hit you with a 2x4, and he's done that a couple of times already. But what I've noticed is that humor is a huge part of that. It's like, oh, yeah, I've had cancer a couple of times, and yeah, you know, I've been on my deathbed a few times. I'm good. You know, bring it, bitches, is what I say.
Bring it on, baby. Here's a good thing. Listen to this for a second, Rusty.
Yeah.
I went into the doctor's office one day, and this was in the middle. They told me that they got all the cancer. Then they said, oh my gosh, a couple of molecules escaped. You still have the cancer. So I had to go through, I went through 3 months of nauseating radiation treatments.
Yep.
And right in the height of that, I had to go, after a radiation treatment, I had to go to my doctor's office. And it was just mobbed, crowded in there. There were patients in there. There were nurses. And I did the Chris Hennessy thing. I had that entire place in stitches. I had them rolling in the aisles laughing. And listen to this. My doctor came in, and he's an older guy, and at first I thought, he reminds me of like a 70-year-old Warren Beatty. And I thought he was mad at me at first, but he looked at me and said, Mr. Hennessy, do you realize behavior like this alone can raise your immune system more than 20%?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's just, right?
Yep. Go ahead.
So, you know, basically what I'm saying is, you know, when Hannah was in NICU and there was some, you know, she was in the intensive part of intensive care.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get to know the other people. I'm very social. And, you know, the baby a couple of incubators down from Hannah didn't make it. A baby across the way didn't make it. It was a really, the NICU unit, when you're in a situation like we were, it's not a fun place. It's like being in the front lines of war. It's just really brutal.
I want to pull you back because we got to go to a quick commercial break where my sponsors will be. It's a placeholder. But I really want to dig into deeply how you came out of this situation in regards to what you give out into society, which was what I was trying to dig out of you earlier. You know, I think that's really, really important because we all get what I call a life shitstorm, and they come and they go.
Say it again, a life shitstorm?
You know, everybody goes through stuff, and these lessons are very, very important for us to learn, but it's really how we wipe our knees off and how we trudge through that makes us a miracle and a gift to other people. So let me go to our placeholder, and then I want you to gnaw on that. I know you're biting your tongue right now. I can hear it. And then we'll come back.
Sponsor Living and Thriving with Rusty, Inspiration on Tap. Call 941-275-1920 for more information. Rusty is an author, single mother, life coach, motivational speaker, and international radio talk show host. Rusty comes from a background of severe poverty, abuse, and has recreated her life after a messy divorce. Rusty is well known for her sense of humor, determination, and compassion. She offers a series of talks to help inspire, motivate, and challenge the audience to start living and thriving. Rusty is deeply committed to motherhood and her work inspiring others. Her book, Having Tea with My Skeletons, A Journey of Inspiration and Survival, is in the editing process. Two dates to be announced. Do you want to sponsor as low as $50 per show? Call 941-275-1920 for more information.
All right. So, Chris, you, amazing man, had this radical surgery, then to be told that it wasn't oops, kind of, sort of, maybe, and I hate that, but it happens. And then you're going through this traumatic situation where there's a lot of grief in your life. And trust me, I've lost two children, and I've had two miscarriages, and I absolutely know what it's like to be a woman in this situation where you just feel completely like you don't have any control over your body. It's amazing. So here you are going through your own physical grieving process about your losses and your issues, and then you're watching your wife go through this very scary process. And I'm telling you, those books, when you're pregnant, stop reading the books because they fill your head up with stuff that just is kind of generic and it's not atypical to the rest of us. But so I totally get what your wife was saying. And here's your little girl who you wanted so badly, who's probably the size of your palm, fighting for her life. What was the strength that made you pull up your big boy pants and say, fuck this, I'm gonna make sure that everybody's okay, and I'm going to do this the best that I can do, and I'm going to pray and have faith that we're going to get through this? What was that inspiration and drive for you?
I think when stuff happens, you know, you just have to deal with it. I mean, I wanted to get through this stuff, and I felt very confident that we could get through this stuff, and I wasn't going to just lay down there and die. And believe me, there were times when I think both of us wanted to just lay down. And still, I mean, you get through tough things, and they make you stronger, but I'm still going through very tough things right now, just like you are. And there are times I want to lay down and die, but I think what it comes down to is, you know, I want to live. I want to be a part of this. I'm 57 years old, and I'm working on some of the best work and films of my life. I'm creating. I'm speaking to people. I'm entertaining. And I think when tough stuff happens, man, you know, I think there's an inner thing in me, and maybe it's a God thing, where it was like, I'm not just hanging out here. We're gonna work this, and we're gonna get through this. And you know what? I don't know what it was, but I'm sure glad that when push came to shove, in that instance, I decided to wake up and like Rusty would say, I decided to thrive in that moment. And for some reason, we got through. Hannah right now went from the sickliest kid in Silicon Valley. Now she's one of the healthiest 5-year-olds in Silicon Valley. You would never know that she was a micro premature baby. And the doctor told us on day one, He said, as good as technology is, the best thing for Hannah right now is mommy and daddy's touch, mommy and daddy's voice, and mommy and daddy's scent. So, you know, in that NICU, there's a lot of people who are afraid of that. They just let the doctors and the nurses handle the babies, and they don't even show up. I was there every day. I mean, I did my work and stuff, but I would get there at about 6 o'clock at night. And when you stick your hand in the incubator, her little microscopic hand would hold on to my finger. And I would sit like that for hours till 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, sometimes 12, 1, 2 o'clock, and I would sing to her, and I would pray to her, and I would talk to her. I think I really badly, more than anything at that moment, cared for my baby. And there's no doubt that my taking that lead and being there for Hannah and doing what I just said, that's one of the reasons why my baby's here right now. That makes me so proud that I'll tell you, just like you said, Rusty, I am so confident in my ability to make just a great movie with Touch by Hannah and some of the other things I'm trying to accomplish right now. When you go through this stuff, I am so much stronger. I think a lot of us go through things and we don't pay attention to what we've accomplished. So I think even if you're nice to your mother-in-law one afternoon and your mother-in-law feels really special because you made her feel special, I think that's an accomplishment that people should think of and be proud of and use to snowball into other accomplishments.
Well, I just want to echo what you're saying, because I'm a true believer in and what I've learned in my experience, and I don't know if you echo the sentiment, I'm pretty sure you do, but at the end of the day, it's really none of my business what you do. As long as you're not hurting anybody, I don't really care, because that's really between you and God, you and the universe, whatever your higher power is, that's none of my business. What my business is to leave a mark behind me, like a snail, but it's not a slimy mark, it's actually a mark of love. And if I buy you a cup of coffee or if I buy you a beer at the bar, even if you're not a wanted person or a liked person, like there's an elder man who comes into the restaurant that I work at, and, you know, he's homeless and he can be obnoxious and he has a mental health issue. And for Thanksgiving, I bought him a beer, you know. And it wasn't because I felt sorry for him. It's because, you know, I see the God in him. I see universe in him. I see the beauty of who he is. And this is his path and his life purpose. It's not mine, and it's not for me to judge. But it took me having to go through this charismatic experience, you know, to really get to a place where I'm confident and comfortable with sitting back and letting things unfold.
You know what? I love that. I love the way you say that. You talk magical. And, you know, one of the deals is this, is we're on a planet. We're on a big ball of dirt, and we're shooting through space like, I don't know, 10,000 miles an hour. We're in a solar system, and it's drifting through endless infinity. Like, what the, you know, if you really realize that, like, every day like I do, basically one of the things that made me realize is there's nothing here that's that terribly important, except
exactly.
for me, it's my work, it's my relationships with other humans, though they're difficult. I got a daughter, you know, Hannah has a sister that's 31. I've done this before. And I loved that, my little pumpkin who's 31, like I loved Hannah. And guess what? There was a messy divorce, and I was a single parent for many years. But my little pumpkin, Heather, she hasn't talked to me for 6 out of the last 8 years.
Wow.
That really hurts. It does.
Yeah.
So the tough times continue. But the important stuff is family, friends, you know, living, thriving, trying to accomplish stuff and leave a mark. I mean, you're going to really stress about some of this other stupid stuff we stress about?
Yeah, I think, you know, I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and I just said, you know, the way you speak to me I'm not going to accept in my life. And I have other choices and other people to be around, and you have your path that you need to walk on, and the reasons that you feel that you need to speak to people that way is yours and yours alone, and it has nothing to do with me, and it's none of my business. But I'm going to let you know that I'm not going to tolerate it. And the shock on this woman's face was like, what? You know, because that was more of a mature response than I think she would have gotten from anybody else. But I think when we go through and gravitate through this holistic highway of strange adventures, you learn that you're just floating along. And you're right, we're on this big lava ball of dirt and water, and it's this infinite journey. And we try so hard to take control by manufacturing this idealistic way of being. And God's like, nope, oop. You're going to have prostate cancer. And oop, I'm going to make sure that some of it stays in there so you can experience it one more time because you didn't learn your lesson the first time, you know. And it's really amazing to me how people come out of this and they go, my whole purpose is servitude. Because every single person that comes on this radio show has had some amazing life. Some amazing story, some amazing adventure, and they stopped their Fortune 500 jobs, and they stopped all of this stuff that just afterwards seems really petty, and they start doing servitude. They start motivationally speaking. They start becoming authors. In your case, you're making this beautiful movie, and you know, but it's in efforts to inspire and motivate other people, and that's beautiful. I wish we had to go through our journey to motivate other people.
But check me out, though. Check this out. What you just said there, let me acknowledge that. Wow. You know what? That was some of the most magical speaking I've heard in a long time, Rusty. Wow. Beautifully said. Very well said. Very true. But, you know, I think all of us, the human way, we're animals and we've domesticated ourselves. And like you said, we're trying to make this perfect life. But I think every one of us has these difficult experiences. This is my opinion. You might not have Chris Hennessy's cancer, and you might not have had a near-death experience, but everybody still has their tragedies and stuff they go through. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people don't realize what they went through and how great it was and how wonderful it was to get through it, and they don't use that experience to make them better people, to make them want to accomplish more, to make them, wow, I went through that. I am really something special. And, you know, and that's a sad thing. I mean, like little things, like you know what I appreciate the most?
We have 90 seconds, so.
I appreciate the most taking off an afternoon, going to get Hannah from school, and just going down to the beach or doing something like that. I think enough of us don't do that.
Okay. I absolutely agree. And I'm going to invite you back if you are available, not next Wednesday, but maybe pre-Christmas or maybe thereafter. But I want you quickly to give out where we can find more information about you. And I want to continue this conversation because we have a lot to talk about. Where can we find you?
Yeah, good question. Go to touchedbyhannah.com. That's the website for our film. Also, touchedbyhannah@gmail.com is my email. And if you look at our current trailer video at the top of the webpage, I think you get a good feel in just a couple minutes of what I've gone through, what the movie's going to be about. And you can follow us on Facebook at touchedbyhannah. I think that's what it's called, touchedbyhannah. These days with social media, it's easy to find us. TouchedByHannah.com. Please follow us and wait for us to come to a theater near you.
All right. So, Chris, thank you. Big hugs to you. I've got about 26 seconds left, and I want to definitely reconnect as to another time to do a part two. And I'm really excited that we finally were able to do at least part one.
You know what? I had such a great time. You're such a great speaker. I love you. And you're right. We need another, at least another half hour to talk.
Easily. All right. I love you, too, and I'll talk to you soon. You're
okay,
listening
bye.
To Living and Thriving with Rusty, and that was Chris Hennessy. And I love you. I adore you. I'm so grateful we get to walk this path together, and I look forward to talking to you on Sunday night.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.